On this Student Spotlight, fermentation isn't just for alcohol. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Caitlin Clark, instructor and PhD student in the Department of Food Science and Human Nutrition at Colorado State University, discusses another dietary favorite that makes use of this process.
Are you a chocolate lover? Even true chocoholics might not know what their favorite treat has in common with yogurt, cheese, and wine. Its flavors come from fermentation. Fermentation is the process of improving a food through the controlled activity of microbes. The food you know as chocolate starts its life as the seeds of a football-shaped fruit. Farmers scoop out the seeds and pulp into piles or boxes. The seeds are now called cacao beans. They ferment for about a week before they're dried, roasted, and crushed with sugar until smooth and ready to eat. Let's go back to that fermentation step. Cacao fermentation is a multi-stage process. The first stage involves yeast. Just like the yeast in your beer, yeast in a cacao fermentation produces alcohol by digesting the sugary pulp around the beans. As the pulp breaks down, oxygen seeps in, and oxygen-loving bacteria take over. The bacteria generate acetic acid from the alcohol that the yeast produced. Acetic acid causes biochemical changes as it soaks into the beans, and that has a major impact on flavor. Finally, as the acid slowly evaporates and the sugars are all used up, spore-forming organisms begin to grow. Cacao is a wild fermentation. Farmers rely on natural microbes in their environment to create unique, local flavors. This phenomenon is known as terroir. Makers of gourmet, small-batch chocolate hand-select cacao beans based on their distinctive terroir to produce chocolate with an impressive range of flavor nuances. For example, one bar may be reminiscent of raspberries, while another has notes of toffee and raisins. Yet in both cases, the bars contain nothing except cacao beans and sugar. These impressive flavor differences are due almost entirely to the power of microbes.
That was Caitlin Clark of Colorado State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.